Web guy, I think you get to a certain age where you need to find things to occupy your time. Some hobbies, some activities, maybe sports as well. Now, this one's a new one for me. I'd never heard of this before. A coffin-making community group has popped up in Tasmania's northwest, allowing people to make their caskets dirt cheap. What do you think of that as a hobby or pastime?
Disgraceful idea.
Disgraceful.
Off the top. Ridiculous. Terrible. Well, I can't think of a worse way to spend your time. What are they thinking?
Well, it appeals to my tight-ass nature. Apparently, you can whack together one of these coffins for about $200. So I believe that coffins are in the thousands.
Yeah.
In the thousands. But...
But isn't it too much? Like, I'm all for, you know, some hard-eyed, realistic look at the world, but isn't it too much dwelling on death to be building your coffin?
Well, one of the quotes I saw in this ABC article was, it makes it easier to deal with death if you have your coffin already.
So yeah.
Perhaps it's therapeutic. Perhaps it's making death not seem such a scary thing.
Yeah.
A practical thing.
I wonder, though, if they have, like, a minimum age limit, because you feel like some people wanting to join this club, you'd have to feel like, no, you're too young. You shouldn't be worrying about this yet. Surely there must be a threshold before they can, in good conscience, let you into the club.
You're taking all the negatives, Web Guy.
Yeah. Well, this is nothing but negative, this story, isn't it?
Well, this person, a Miss Whittington's quote in the story, she says, eventually it'll be for, you know, we know what a coffin's for. But in the meantime, I'm going to have shells put in it so I can use it as a CD.
What? Just have that sitting in your lounge room, in the corner of the lounge room.
Yeah, just...
Oh, my God. Terrible
what
idea.
What sort of... you'd have death metal in there? And... and I guess there would be a great deal of pride if you could make something that's... really a beautiful coffin that's
just make
well
it
made.
How about make a coffee table if you wanted some pride and some woodwork, make a coffee table. I'm not down with this at all.
How did you go in tech studies and woodwork?
I wasn't naturally gifted, but you know, I knocked together a box with a latch.
Okay.
And I remember fashioning a pencil holder that was in the shape of a cricket bat.
Oh, that's even better.
Did you make some stuff?
Yeah, I was just thinking, though, like, obviously, my application would be there, my effort would be there, whether my execution would be there. And on the sad day that my passing occurs and I've made this coffin, will it hold me? Like, imagine that.
So you're going to do this?
No, but just, I'm trying to think of a scenario that...
You wouldn't want it to be shoddy, would you?
You're holding me... Some other friends are walking me through the cemetery, and the bottom falls out.
No, see, that's the thing. Like, who's regulating this? Because that scenario you've just described, where the bottom falls out of
not
the coffin,
acceptable.
No, that cannot be happening. That cannot be happening.
Declan Bannum, he says he's using it as a bookcase. So they've all
just get an actual bookcase.
Yeah,
this is. This is morbid.
Yeah. From the sound of this article, it doesn't sound like they're preparing for the use of it in the next 1 to 2 years. They're seeing it as a funky piece of furniture.
Yes. See, they're not even actually facing death at the end of all this. They're still, I'm building a coffin, but nah, I'm using it to store books. You know, it's going to be a bookcase. They're still skirting the issue here.
And I'm also now picturing lazy partners. So a very tragic, you know, the death of your loved one. Will I pay $3,000 for a new coffin, or get the hammer out and knock the shelves out of the one that's got all your favourite books in it? They're probably going, leave it. It's the bookshelf.
Just awful. This whole story, honestly. If you're getting cremated, do you actually even need a coffin?
Are you burnt up in the coffin?
Or? Maybe they send it in.
No.
Terrible. This is an awful story to be dwelling on. I'm going to try and save this thing and explain to you why I am not down with build your own DIY wooden coffin.
Okay. Yeah, please do, because you haven't convinced me yet.
Well, I was under the impression we were all going to cryogenically freeze ourselves.
Okay. So you don't need a coffin at all?
No, I'm in the deep freeze.
Right, okay.
Because, you know, I'm coming back later on. It's going to be me and Walt Disney.
Well, good for you. You'll be among a few, whereas I'm going to get my... what's the cheap wood called?
Pine?
Yeah, pine or...
Balsa wood?
Balsa. Oh, no. It's an interesting idea.
Yeah, jury's out for my... Well, no, jury's in for me, and this is a bad idea. Terrifying warning this week. Newsman, you would have seen this.
I'm thinking it's a technology warning. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, the scariest kind of warning. And, you know, we hear a lot of these things, and, you know, you can probably afford to not take much of it very seriously, but... When the warning is coming from a renowned tech billionaire, Elon Musk, then you got to take note. We here in SA are familiar with Elon Musk now.
Yeah, I went to a press conference down at the Adelaide Oval a few weeks ago. Obviously, we're getting the world's biggest battery, and his company are responsible of putting that together and have even put up the challenge. If they haven't done it within 3 months, it's free. So obviously, it probably takes about a month to make that sort of promise. But yeah, he's a man of big statements and often pretty accurate, isn't he?
Yeah, well, you know, he's not just some amateur. Like, the guy is a billionaire. Basically, he's warning about the dangers of artificial intelligence, and we'll get into exactly what he's, you know, potentially forecast. Mm. But, you know, even if it was a millionaire making these claims, you might disregard. But a billionaire... He knows what's going on.
So you're saying money equates to... Well, in this case, it does, because he's done it through successful business ventures and some pretty cool things.
Surely it's some kind of measure of something.
Well, how rich would Donald Trump be? He's a bit of an idiot.
Okay, maybe you've just the argument.
You're right. No, you're right. But yeah, when he speaks, people listen. That's the main thing, isn't it?
And this is what he said this week. AI, artificial intelligence, is a rare case where I think we need to be proactive in regulation instead of reactive, because I think by the time we are reactive in AI regulation, it's too late. And then here we go, I'll quickly add this. This is the potential scenario he's forecasting. And this is a quote, Elon Musk. Until people see robots going down the street killing people, they don't know how to react because it seems so ethereal. So what he's saying is, let's do it now before we get to that point.
Get to that point, yeah.
Fair. I mean, what have we got to lose? Let's come down hard on these robots now while we've still got the upper hand.
It's like looking after children. Make sure you know who's boss from the get-go, otherwise they get out of control.
That's exactly right.
Put them in the naughty corner.
Yeah. It's like about, you know, the horse bolting thing. By the time the machines are out of off the leash, too late.
What sort of AI scenarios is he talking about? I can't imagine, like, obviously smart cars are something that our state's looking at. Is that artificial intelligence? Would that be...
They drive themselves, yeah.
There's a bit of artificial... They're not going to be deliberately going around crashing into people? Or is he talking of maybe war strategy computers or things that fire off missiles and... They assess the calculation of whether we should do war or not.
I'd say that's where it starts to get really dangerous. But even just one, this is a recent example. Facebook, this is something we can all sort of relate to. Facebook created some bots. So these are like automated sort of programs that are developed to go off and, you know, obey commands, certain instructions that get programmed in. And... you know, I don't know all the ins and outs of it, but the bottom line is these bots that they created to just go around and, you know, do whatever their job was, pretty quickly started communicating between themselves in their own language. They developed their own language to talk to. So the bots are talking to themselves in a language.
Real things or theoretical things within Facebook?
Well, it's within Facebook.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how real is that?
Yeah.
Maybe not very, but it's an example of how things can go off the rails in an unpredictable way. He actually says that AI is a fundamental risk to the existence of civilization. That's a direct quote.
Mm. Well, I guess as you said, starting this off, he is a man of... His wealth's been made through technology, hasn't it? Is that fair?
Absolutely, yeah. I reckon he might have even been behind PayPal.
Yes.
Then he's gone on to much bigger things since then, with Tesla, the, you know, tech car, well, electric cars and all kinds of things, and a space company now where he's actually firing rockets into space.
What's your take on that? To me, that sounds a little over the top, but... If computers, robots, any sort of technology is smart enough to think for itself, as you mentioned, that Facebook example where they're talking within conversations between themselves, that's a worry.
I guess he's trying to, in a way, scare people a little bit because that's how you get action to happen. But I take the point that, you know, let's work out the rules now. You know, and so we do avoid a situation where it's too late. He says that because AI, it's so removed from most of our normal lives. But he's saying once people start to become aware of this, and I'm quoting here again, people will be extremely afraid, as they should be. So I feel like, thanks, Elon. You have certainly made me aware of the risks, the potential doomsday scenario, and I'm on board with Elon. Let's get some regulations happening. Let's, you know, I wonder though if that's going to be discrimination against robots. Like maybe we're prejudiced against robots. It's robotism.
and they'll take us to court for. Now obviously I'm always the one that dumbs down this conversation. But you must be the one movie I'm thinking about the whole time you're talking about this where machines take over. Arnie's in it.
Mhm.
Terminator. It just maybe he watched Terminator the night before and got all fired up.
I thought you were going to say Jingle All the Way. Yeah, no, Terminator. Yeah, and without even thinking about it, just as I was quoting Elon Musk and thinking about what he's talking about, the images were playing through my mind just almost unconsciously until you mentioned the movie. I was thinking of what is it? You know, they're playing on the playground and they're all melting. And,
yes, that's Terminator.
Yeah, and it's. Is it too much to say that is a very real possibility that what was portrayed in the movie is about to happen?
Too frightened to find out.
Well, stay tuned, I guess, because we could be in for a wild ride.
Thanks, Elon. Can't sleep now.
Now this is going to be fun, Marcus, because you have zero idea about the news story I'm about to hit you with.
Yeah, I'm a little scared about that, but I'm sure you'll treat me gently.
No need to be scared, because this story covers something that I'm an expert in and something that you're an expert in.
Tell us about it.
Okay, well, the part of it that is my bag is this story involves social media.
Mm-hmm.
And the part of it that you have to look after is, because you're an expert at this, is having twins.
Okay, yep.
So what we have seen this week is Beyonce.
Hmm.
Now, people call her Queen... Is it Queen Bey or Queen Bee?
I don't know.
She has a cool nickname that people call her. Beyonce is... neither of us are Beyonce buffs.
No.
But we know who she is.
Yes.
And she has posted on Instagram this week a photo of her with her new twins.
Mm, looking very glamorous, if I recall rightly.
Well, glamorous is one word for it. What the heck? Anyway, if you haven't seen it, she kind of looks like Mother Mary, sort of. Flowers and sea in the background. And
have you got the picture there just so I can... Yeah, that's the one. Yep. Very... So something draped around her. Looks like a bedspread to me.
But. Yeah, it's weird, but like some airbrushed leg sticking out. The twins are behaving just, you know, perfectly. Weird photo, I would have thought. Anyway, one of the most liked social media posts of all time, a few days ago, had 9 million likes.
Oh, it's pretty much celebrating all that is positive and warm about motherhood. Well, that's what she's trying to portray anyway.
It's also an absolute crock of garbage, though, also, because this is where I like the story. What's happened now is other mothers of twins have started posting their own versions of the Beyonce photo.
So all glamorous and airbrushed?
Well, not airbrushed and not so glamorous. One lady, the lady who kicked it all off, this was over in the UK, she posted a couple of photos of herself on Facebook, and she's got sort of a sheet over her and a wedding veil, which, you know, is reminiscent of the Beyonce photo, and she's got her two kids propped up on her leg.
In the backyard with the lawn needing a bit of a mow, I think. Yeah.
She said it went viral, basically. And she told the BBC, it wasn't meant to be a big deal. I just threw on the pink blanket for a laugh. But she started a phenomenon where everyone's been getting in on it now. Another mother of twins posted a photo of herself, again, the legs sticking out and the veil thing on. Her twins are four, though.
Yes. So showing that once they get out of that baby stage, they're not that graceful.
It's not as easy, no.
No.
This one is far more realistic. The twins are probably about the same age as Beyonce's, and the mum is holding them, and she is completely flaked out asleep.
Yes, we've got one of those pillows at home.
Yeah,
it sort of supports two babies at once. But basically a whole range of photos that show this is the life of a mother with twins rather than Beyonce's version.
That's right. No, I mean, and you know, someone posted a funny one, which was a expectation. You know, the image is split in two. Expectation. There's the photo of Beyonce versus reality, and then she's there. Drinking a bottle of beer and, you know, looking a little worse for wear. Another one has said, this is her caption, look, I'm not trying to be competitive here, but when it comes to post-twin glamour, I already took that trophy, and the photo of her is really less than...
Yeah, that one I have seen these before, and that one really stands out. Cans out, doing what the cans do for...
Doing like a double-barreled breastfeeding session. So I think, you know, all these mums that are posting their real-life stuff, I salute, because, you know, I think what Beyonce's putting out there surely is unrealistic.
But don't we want a bit of magic in our lives? Don't you think we want to see celebrities sort of being above us a bit?
I guess so.
I mean... I think while it's very popular and very funny, because we all these other pictures have become hits because, yeah, it's not real. Beyonce's just painting this crazy picture of her angelic, ethereal sort of motherhood experience, which is garbage.
So what you're saying is we shouldn't be taking her seriously?
Pretty much. I think we can enjoy it for someone who's got probably a couple of $1,000 to do a nice photo shoot. But yeah, it's one of those sensations that's spread across the internet. I've seen a few dads mock their daughters who take a lot of selfies with the sort of posed pout and things like that. So yeah, I think we should celebrate both the fantasy, but also people taking the PISS.
That's a good perspective. I was hoping you might be a little more, I guess, vicious on Beyonce, but we haven't. What we didn't speak about was what she actually called the twins.
I don't know.
Okay, so one of them is, I guess it's Rumi, but you know, it looks like Rummy.
Right.
R-U-M-I.
Right.
That's Rummy.
Rummy.
And the other one is called Sir.
Sir?
Sir.
Is that a guy or a boy?
Would not have a clue. You'd think a boy, wouldn't you?
Rumi and Sir. Well, they were on our short list, but...
But then you realised, hang on, we live in the real world.
Yes, that's right. And, yeah, with names like that and a picture like that with Beyonce, I wish them luck in the future.
All the best, guys.